So we've just had an interesting discussion there. You have overall control of the project. When did you take over?
I was brought in 2011. Yeah. And it's a social action movement. I run the National Dementia Action Alliance, but we've got local alliances, about 130 of them across the country. And they're all autonomous. They set their own programs, just like the one we've been at here today in Jesmond.
Have you seen the project grow in that time?
Well, when I first came in, there was one national alliance, one local alliance, and there was 41 organisations signed up to take action on dementia. Now we've grown to over 2,000 organisations. They've collectively committed to 9,000 actions, and we've got over 130 local alliances across the country. So it's grown quite substantially since when I first came in. And we've also undertaken some quite big joint programmes of work around diagnosis, supporting dementia-friendly communities, and also looking at carers' rights as well.
And you mentioned that you're standing as a Conservative candidate in Newcastle Central. How important is it to gather cross-party support for this movement, both locally and nationally?
Well, it's governments come and go, but dementia will always be here until we find a cure. And I think I've worked with Conservative councils, I've worked with Labour councils, and it's about the commitment of the members and the council officers that really make the difference. And I think anything that the Conservatives can do and I can do to be able to create a cross-party consensus on dementia for any Newcastle, I'll do it. So, and a good practical action the council can do, which doesn't cost any money, it's just a small amount of staff time, which will help them in their jobs, which is to all become dementia friends.